Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Yes, the rhythm's a rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard drama, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time again. See, the enemy telling you to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show. Bum rush the sound, I made a year ago. I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical, yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body should be party in two. Pass the power on the hour from the rebel to you.
Hey, yo, Chuck, man, I love the fairness, man. Yo, you got to slow down, man, you're losing them.
Radio, suckers never play me. On the mix, they just don't pay me now. Known and grown, when the clock in my phone is known. Thinking and taking everything now the brother owns.
Huh.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, The Hour of Truth. This is me, your host, Roderick. Today, we're going to be discussing the poisoning of America. Can we trust the water we drink? And this show is based off an article, citing an article from the U.S. Today that was written August 14, 2017. The article states that 63 million Americans are exposed to unsafe drinking water. And the article also states that nearly a fifth of the United States, from rural central California to the boroughs of New York, were exposed to potential unsafe water more than once during the past decade, according to News 21 investigation of 680,000 water qualities and monitoring violations from the EPA. Reading a little further on in the article, it states that that the findings highlight how six decades of industrial dumping, farming pollution, and water plants and distribution and pipe deterioration have taken toll on local water systems. So we go back to, can we really trust this water that we drink? How can we, at what point does the city, the county, or wherever we get our water from, are responsible for informing us on the condition of the water that we're drinking? And we'll bathe with and do a lot of things with, which is critical to our human life and our day to day, so to speak. So, really, drinking water is very vital to the human. Something that we need to survive as a people. Just scary, the thought is scary of we don't know what we're drinking. We don't know what's in the water we're drinking. We bathe with, we wash our clothes with, we cook with, it's the unknown about those things. And you think about the situation that is going on 4 years in Flint, Michigan, that they're still dealing with toxic water based on deterioration and lead in the pipes. And high lead content in the blood from drinking that water. Very scary, very scary. It's the unknown about the whole thing. We can really do nothing about. We trust that the water we get from these places is safe. But a lot of times we don't know in depth of the condition that the water is in. We just trust what we get is been treated and been taken care of. In a lot of cases, it's not. There's a list of chemicals that they have found in tap water. Things like arsenic, lead, radiation contamination, pesticide, nitrates, aluminum, and fluorine compounds found in this water. How can we as citizens trust in the water that we get? We don't know what's in the water. We just trust it. When we turn on the sink to get water, we trust that it's safe. A lot of times, most cases, it's not. That's what we're going to deal with today as far as that, for the water aspect of the drinking part of it. Again, can we really trust the water we drink? A lot of times, we can't. Reading further in this article, this investigation that the EPA performed found that typically took more than 2 years for these water facilities to clean the water. And with some of them still going decades without a solution to fixing this problem. And so communities still drinking tainted water, communities still bathing in tainted water, and not knowing, and all these different diseases that are affecting us, of course, cancer and things like that, things of that nature, it's affecting us. And a lot of time it comes from a lot of exposure to tainted water or water laced with these different chemicals that I just listed. So again, how can we trust it? How can we trust the water? We really can't. We really can. This article also states that many of the local water treatment plants, especially those in small, poor, and minority communities, can't afford the equipment necessary to filter out the contamination. And again, you know, going decades and years being exposed to this tainted water and not knowing, and the condition you're suffering with pretty much is being linked to this water that you drink over a period of time. So we're discussing today, basically protecting ourselves. How do we protect ourselves from contaminated water? You know, who is responsible for us getting this water, and how do we get information about it? Is it public information about the condition of the water? So these things we need to know. We need to educate ourselves on it, and be more aware of it, and to find out what's going on. We'll bring my guest through, Mr. Vincent. Hey, Vincent, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It sounds like a lot of static.
Okay, yeah. Okay, man. I hear you clearly, though. Hey, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Appreciate it.
I know you deal with the water system because you work in the water system. You've been in the water system for a while. And my question to you is, what is the process of treating water before it gets to the customer?
It has to go through the plant and the treatment plants and stuff like that before it gets to the water system. So they will have to treat it. They have to go through a lot of stuff, a lot of processes, putting a lot of chemicals in the water.
So the chemical basically, does it take away all like the stuff that's been dumped in, like pesticide, like lead, radiation contamination, nitrates, aluminum? Does that treatment take all that stuff out, or can it be trusted to be good water before it gets to the customer?
Yeah, it can be trusted. Yeah, what we do at our plant, once the water comes from the Chattahoochee, it goes through a treatment plant. It goes through a filter, and then they have to put a lot of stuff in it. So it comes from creeks. Any kind of bacteria can be in it. We put a lot of pesticides and stuff like that, fertilizer, a lot of stuff to treat the water for the water to be ready to go out to different sides of the county. So it comes from up north where I'm from. It comes from on the north side from the Chattahoochee River, and it goes the plant at Keller Lake plant, and it be treated in that plant, and it then after that it be distributed out to the residents. So water, we do what we got to do to treat it, to keep it safe for the people.
Okay, so is calcium added to that water? I mean, not calcium, but fluoride.
Exactly.
Fluoride added to that water.
There you go. Yeah, chloride, chlorine. Different types of chlorine, different types of chemicals are being added to that. I'm not in the plant part of it. I'm in a different part of it. But it has to go through a big treatment before it to be let loose out in the puddle.
Okay. So how do they do they normally check the pipes for deterioration, or is that something that's on the condition?
Yes, we check the pipes. What we do a lot of we've been upgrading at our plant. It's a new plant, so we try to get rid of a lot of galvanized pipes. When you have a lot of galvanized pipes, it's peeled. So what we try to do is try to get rid of all the galvanized pipes and put new pipes in the ground, like ductile iron. Ductile iron is a lot better pipe versus cast iron pipe. PVC would be plastic pipe. AC line.
Okay.
AC line is like a transite line.
Okay. So pretty much the water that we get is pretty much trusted.
There you go. It's trusted. is trusted. Now, it's easy for somebody to go in and contaminate water. That's, now, you can't get in our plant, but it's easy to contaminate
right.
water on the outside, you know.
So how would they have access to that, though?
They would have access to that. They would have access, like these fire hydrants. You have the fire hydrant where you go and get water from, like the fire department connects to it.
Okay.
A lot of contractors connect to it. So when water, when somebody's messing with it, they contaminate the water by putting stuff in the water. We goes out and flush the lines out a lot and keep the lines clear from the fire hydrant. And the water comes out real dark, chocolate, brown, and that's where we come into play with turning the fire hydrants on and flushing it out, called a flush, and it clears it up. But it's easy to get contaminated. You put something in the fire hydrant, it can come to your house because you're the one
okay.
getting that particular water.
Okay. Okay, so like a situation where something like water was contaminated, say in like where you work at, I mean, how would the public know that the water is tainted? Well, is that public information?
How would they know? Say it again. How would they know what now?
I mean, like if y'all found the water was contaminated after the fact, I mean, how would the public know? I mean, is that public information or? I mean, because.
Well, what we do, right. Well, what we do, we test the water, make sure it got chlorine, make sure it got everything in it, to make sure it's not contaminated. If the water is contaminated, it's gonna come out milky, chocolate like. It's gonna come out in your house. It's gonna come out a funny look. It may be slippery. Water got a. If it's contaminated, and it comes through your house, and the water feels slippery. It feels it'll feel more like a oily type water, or something oily, or it'll be a milk chocolate looking water type. It'll be a clear, it'll be a whitish looking type water that comes in. Like for instance, if air get into the system, it gonna come out like a milky looking way. So that it contaminated that way by land when air get in it. So they try to keep the system. We just had a water main get broken. It was a 40-some-inch water line, and they were scared the water was contaminated, and the water was contaminated at the time because the water got stuff got into the water because the big water main broke. So dirt, mud, any kind of debris gets into the water, it's going to contaminate it.
Okay, so what's your thoughts on the whole Flint situation? Now, they've been dealing with toxic water for 4 years. Because of deterioration in the pipes, lead in the pipes. So, I mean, like, how could something like that be fixed? I mean, it shouldn't take 4 years to fix it, right?
Flint, that Flint situation, that's a big situation. They would have to, and we have talked about this a lot at work. That Flint situation, it seemed like they would have to probably change every pipe in the ground. Because From the sound of that situation was bad. It's like everything up there contaminated. So they would have to flush everything out. They would have to flush the plants out. Everything would have to be flushed and be retrieved again for them to send that water out.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's just 4 years of being exposed to toxic water. I mean, like, you drink it, you bathe with it, most people cook with it. You know, there's something has to be done.
Yeah. That's why they tell you to boil it. That's why they tell you to boil the water. You know, stuff like that. That's why they tell you to boil it. If you out there in the creeks, in the lakes or whatever, some people just drink the water, but it's contaminated. It ain't been treated with no kind of chlorine or nothing. So that's why, you know, when you got water out there in the woods, You really need to boil it because it's been contaminated. A lot of stuff get in these waters, man. People's, you know, they throw bodies in the water. They do whatever they and this stuff, it's germs. And this water has to be treated the right way.
Yeah, because if you go back in history, you look at during the Roman time, the Romans, The thing they did was when they wanted to kill off a whole village, they would take dead bodies and throw them in the well of the people they of the enemies, and not knowing that these people are drinking that contaminated water. So it's just water is critical.
That's right.
And water is very vital for us humans.
Yeah. That's
so it's weird to look at these numbers, how it says that 63 million people, 63 million Americans have been exposed to unsafe drinking water at least once in a decade.
That's right.
It's crazy, man. And
right.
See how like a lot of these manufacturers, dump chemicals in water, and without the EPA, knowledge, whatever. Because like in my hometown, there's a company called Grenada Manufacturing. They were dumping known TCE into the local community. And it's going to find out that out of 225 long-term residents in the community, they had 68 cases of cancer at a rate three times higher than the national average. It's dangerous, man.
That's right.
These manufacturers, these places are not being regulated on a regular basis, and they normally dumping chemicals and exposing people to this stuff, and people really not knowing where they're getting it from, especially different types of rare types of cancer people getting it. Because that tax of water mess with your digestive system too. And it's one little thing that we trust, a lot of times you trust something without, because you believe that you're getting the best, and a lot of times
the water is
contaminated.
That's right.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy, but.
Yeah.
I got a caller right quick. Let me see if I'm on the line. Hey, what's your name? Where you calling from, caller?
Hello?
Yeah. Your name, where you calling from?
Tamara. This is Tamara. I'm calling from Alabama.
Okay. So, what question do you have?
I have one particular question. I want to know from the other caller, the guest, what makes you guys think that fluoride and chlorine is good for water if both are toxic chemicals?
All right, you want me to answer that?
Yes,
she's talking to you.
Okay. Well, I work for a water department. I work for a government. And before this, it comes in plant. Our water comes off the Chattahoochee. It got to come in plant. When they treat this water, they treat it with so many different chemicals. Not just with chloride. They treat it with bugs. And people don't understand this. The reason why they treat it with bugs is because bugs have to. For instance, when you use your bathroom in your bathroom. The same thing when you flush your commode, that's going back to drinking water. It get treated by bugs. We put bugs into water, insects, to eat all the germs, to eat everything out of it. So we're putting a lot of chemicals in that particular water for that water to get distributed back out to the public. It's a holding tank. This holding tank have to hold all this water, and we have this computer just dish out so many different types of chemicals into the water. So the water's going to be treated like it should be treated for it to get back out to the public. So it's nothing to be afraid of. It sounds nasty, sounds icky, but it gets treated the way it should be get treated, the way it should. So it's nothing to be afraid of.
Okay. My concern for the water is the fact that I haven't been able to trust the water for a number of years. I got E. coli that shut down my kidneys from drinking tap water. So for about the last 10 years, I haven't been able to drink tap water, or I haven't been able to trust tap water because of that.
Uh-huh.
Because I was put on a life and death, in life and death mode, drinking tap water because of the fluoride and the lead and the rust and the all those chemicals, the floor, all that stuff that still remains in the water. Now, my question is, why, what why would you say that raw water is bad for you? Why would you think it's bad versus the water, that the sitting water that's sitting with chemicals all in it?
You're saying the water that comes from the treatment plant?
The water that you provide to the home that comes through the faucet. Why would you think that would be better for us than the raw water that comes from the spring?
Well, see, you got to understand this right here. The water that comes from the spring has been treated. See, and I just had this conversation the other day with one of the coworkers about the same water you're talking about coming from the spring. The water that comes from the springs, they don't just go out there and jug it up. That water has to be treated. Everything that you get hope to has to be treated. That same water that comes through the springs and goes through the spring system that you talk about, through the creeks and all, that same water is coming to the plant.
I get that. My question is, why would you need to treat that water if it comes filtered already once it comes up through one of those springs? If it's in the rocks and the sand and all of that and it's already being filtered, why would it need to be retreated? Because when it gets to the plant, it's sitting water, and sitting water is never good. It's just sitting there. I mean, it's collecting dust, it's collecting germs, it's collecting a lot of things, mold and moss and everything else, just by sitting there. But at the same time, if it's steadily running through a spring or through a creek or a river or whatever, if it's steadily running water, it's steadily being beat against those rocks and that sand and that grass and everything. And then you turn right around and said that you guys add bugs. Okay, well, that's going back to the nature of it all, where it was coming from the spring in the first place. So why would you filter it all out and then go back and add stuff?
Well, see, the water that comes through the spring, it's not clean water. You may think it's clean water, but it's really not. It's contaminated water. It got to come to us. And when it comes to us, we have to treat it. We have to put stuff in the water. Spring water, it may seem like it's good water because you can just go out there and pick it up in your hand and drink it. But that, like I said, that same water that comes to us, that same spring water that you think is good water, the people that goes out there and bottle the water, put the water in a container that you go in the store and buy,
right,
they don't treat the water like we treat the water. See, them private people out there that treat the water, they don't put what we put in the water. So we have to put the water, put it in a serious circle of things. The water's not setting. So you think it's setting, it's not setting. We have these, you probably seen them, these big, probably got it where you live at, the big tanks that you see, the big round, big old tanks that says Alabama on it or says Georgia on it or whatever.
Right.
Those big tanks. That's what holds the water for your particular side of the county. That
right.
water being distributed out to you in your neighborhood. Now you may have a north side got a tank. All these tanks, the water's just not sitting there. And the reason for those tanks there are what they call reserve tanks. So if the water did happen to go out, you'll still have water. That tank
right.
can hold thousands of gallons of water. So the water's just not sitting. Water is constantly moving. Every time you turn your faucet on, your water is constantly moving. This
right.
this water line
Excellent.
Out here
I got
in your neighborhood.
Right. It's a cycle. I got to. It's a cycle. Uh-huh. When we flush and take a shower or bath, that water goes right back into the system and goes back and gets treated again. I knew that. My question to you was why would we be afraid of the raw water versus the water that, you know, that we have a problem with? Like me personally, I'm allergic to chlorine, so I can't drink that tap water.
Right.
So
right.
my thing, and then fluoride in itself is constantly making me sick. So I'm one of those people who has I'm allergic to everything, and then I'm not allergic to everything. There are certain things that normal people every day can get away with, but me, on the other hand, I'm just the opposite. So I have to go back to the natural thing, and I have to go to the spring. Because to me, that water has no taste. It has nothing in it. It's 99% clear by the time I get it. So I'm trying to figure out, why would you think that, you know, why, what, not why would you think, but why would you say, don't drink that water, drink this water, when there are people out there that will prefer the raw water? Why would you think the raw water is just that? It's all that.
Now the water that you're saying that you can drink, it's been treated. It ain't just been out the stream. It's been treated. It just hadn't been treated as fair as the county would treat. But it's been treated with whatever they treat it with. Chlorine, chloride, whatever they treat that water with, the water has to be treated. Any water that you drink, it's been treated.
Okay, so if I got it straight from the river, would you consider that being treated water or just contaminated water?
Contaminated water.
If I got it straight from a well, it would be untreated water. It would be contaminated water.
It'd be contaminated water.
Yep.
Because it
okay. If I got it from a spring well that flowed constantly out of a river or something, a creek or something, and it came through a series of tunnels and holes and everything, and it just sprung up out of nowhere like a geyser, would that be contaminated?
Contaminated water.
Okay. Now, I got
another call. Yeah, hold on for a second. Go ahead. Bye.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to chime in because I understand what she's saying. But at the same time, you know, we are so far gone with our water now. He's right. All the water is contaminated at this point because you got these large corporations. And all water has to be treated. Now, we live in Gwinnett County. I trust our water. I just do. You know, and it's not because I'm neglecting the fact that there's something could be wrong with it. But if something happens, we're always given an alert. And they'll tell you, hey, water main break in your area. Don't drink the water, you know, or boil your water. You're on a boiling water alert. So I think, you know, city by city, I guess state by state, you just never know. It could be a situation where there's, like, internal genocide. You don't know. So, I mean, that situation with Flint, that's a whole other level, you know, and I think about that. What if that happened here? Are we prepared for something like that? What if DeKalb County decides to switch over from the Flint River and go to, what, Yellow River? You know, I'm just saying, you never know. If the source changes, you got people in place making these decisions on our lives based on the water that they drink too.
But the thing about Flint though, Flint, the people of Flint didn't know they switched over to another water system. And then you have these smaller towns that can't afford. DeKalb County knew after the fact. They didn't know that they switched from a Detroit line to another line.
Because they didn't tell anybody.
They told the people that it was better. They told people that it was better, so they thought that it was going to be better. This is the officials in place that told them that. Go ahead.
But the thing is that the whole reason for switching was that they were going to save $5 million. So. At some point they would have had to test the water to make sure the water was right before it go out to the people. And apparently, you know, but then you're dealing with deterioration of pipes. You know what I'm saying? That's unknown. You don't know that unless you
see it. Right.
And then you got the public trust. The public trusting that the water they getting is, you know what I'm saying, is good for them. Not knowing that it's full of lead, full of a lot of stuff. But then. Smaller towns that don't have the equipment like DeKalb kind of do, or like Gwinnett kind of do, that don't have the kind of equipment to filtrate this water. These are the people that more likely getting exposed to arsenic and lead and radiation contamination and pesticides, stuff like that in the water, not knowing it. not knowing it. So, I mean, like, you trusting that you're getting the right thing, but at what point, you know, somebody knows something, then at what point do you tell the people that the water is contaminated?
Right.
Before,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And so are you telling everybody so that everybody has a choice? You see what I'm saying? If you're not telling everybody but a few people, not everybody has a choice to switch to the better services. You have to tell everybody. In our city, we have a report that comes out once a month. Well, every 2 months. I take that back. Every 2 months, we get a report from the water main. From the water company themselves stating that they've tested the water and that this is what they found or this is what they didn't find.
What county you say you're from, ma'am?
I'm from Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, okay. No, I thought I heard another lady say she was from DeKalb County somewhere.
Yeah, she did. I think she said that. But,
I wasn't. Yeah, we're in Connecticut.
Huh?
I was just speaking of DeKalb. We used to live in DeKalb. We have
Okay. I work for DeKalb County, so that's so there you go. Okay.
I know you do. I know you do.
But, yeah, like I was saying, there was here. They tell us every other month what they do to the water system, and at the same time, that's the point. I don't trust them because they could tell us anything. Due to the fact that my situation, like I said, I caught E. coli from the water. I didn't know what was going on until I did some research, because I do a lot of research. It took me about 6 months after I got sick to find out that our city, our neighborhood was literally contaminated from the surface of the ground to about 15 feet below the ground. So our area itself, the ground itself was contaminated. Therefore, whatever they were dumping, you know, in the rivers, in the sewers or whatever, it didn't make a difference that they were treating the water. The ground was contaminated, so it was seeping through the pipes, and no one told anyone. You see what I'm saying? So I caught the back end of everything and didn't know anything until I located the right people, and that's when I found out what happened. But they were not just telling people, you know, hey, your water may be contaminated, you know, you might not want to drink it. They didn't say that to us. They didn't say none of that. So I don't trust them because they don't, you know, I don't trust my water. I don't trust,
Did you hold them accountable?
Huh?
Did you hold them accountable? I mean, where's the accountability from the people? Did you make sure that you let them know?
I went through everyone that from the person, from the landlord or the people that in the area all the way up to the water company. You know, by the time I got to the main person that I could speak to, they had already paid everybody. And I just ended up, you know, on the back, like I said, on the back end. I just ended up in the hospital. I couldn't get any compensation out of that because I almost lost both kidneys and almost died. And I still, you know, didn't get any compensation. I didn't get a I'm sorry or anything except that, we told this person and that person should have told you. Like, the trickle-down effect, really? Come on now, you could have posted it somewhere, you know, so everyone could see. But at the same time, I should have known when all of my filter systems that I put on the water were breaking down after a couple of weeks. So, like I said, I personally would trust the raw water before I trust the faucet water, because I know the area. I have to do the research. I go to a neighborhood and I find out if the area is contaminated. Because if the area is contaminated, it doesn't matter whether you treat your water or not. You see what I'm saying?
It defeats the purpose. It defeats the purpose. Like I tell you, this town I grew up in, this manufacturer was dumping chemicals in the ground. So for years.
But,
so nobody had tested it, but they waited until waited, but after a few people had died, you know what I'm saying, in that same community, you had 60, in a small community of 200 and some people, you had 68 people to develop cancer from that one same community.
Right.
You know, and after the fact, you know, the EPA came in and tested the ground, these people were dumping toxic chemicals, carcinogens, you know, in the ground, you know, and so it somehow it's getting into the water system. So you can't,
right.
you really can't avoid. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If you don't know.
Exactly.
Especially if people, are doing the right thing. People are doing the right thing by following, the law and stuff like that.
I've
got a question. On the larger scale, this question is to Vincent. On the larger scale, at what point do you guys have a plan of action if something was to happen, you know, that could cause this, you know, a contamination in a large area, like in Flint?
With us in the Cap County, the Flint. Flint get a lot of their water off the river. See, we get our water from the Chattahoochee. So the river compared to the Chattahoochee is gonna be a little different. You get a lot more contamination coming from the river or from the ocean, wherever they get their water from. If it came down to a problem where it's contaminated in a larger area, it would probably be treated a little bit different than somewhere a smaller area. The water would have to be held off a lot longer. The people have to do a lot more boiling. You can't use the water, and it'll probably take weeks. And the county have things in order for that. A lot of sewers, we're trying to get tight on these sewer lines getting broke. And that would contaminate the water. And that's how come they don't want people doing what they're doing to the water, breaking the water, because a lot of sewer is breaking, getting into the creeks and getting into the lakes and all that kind of stuff. And that's how come the water is where it is.
After the fact, though, right?
Yeah, after the fact.
I mean,
there you go.
So every chemical in the water, y'all guys can pretty much get do away with. I mean, all of it.
Oh yeah. If anything get in that water, believe this, it gonna get treated to the fullest. It ain't gonna be released until that water is being tested. And the way we test the water, in order for you to know if water got chlorine in it, if you test it, the water when you test it, it's gonna turn blue. See, you looking at it clear. It looked clear, right? It looked clear coming out of your faucet. But when you put it in a tester, it's gonna turn blue. Because that tells you it got chlorine in it. It got what it needs to be in it. Whatever chemicals need to be in it, the water's gonna turn blue. And that's how you know the water's getting treated. Now if you go to a creek, like the young lady was saying, go to a spring or whatever, and you test that water, if it don't turn blue, it ain't freezing. The water gonna turn blue when it's freezing. So that's how you know it's good water. And that's how we know to let the public know you can drink the water now.
I got another caller, hold on. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Max Tito, calling from Central Virginia.
Okay. What question do you have?
Yeah. I have a question for the brother that worked at the water plant, right? I want to ask him, do he know Dr. Wynn Pop, the water burn?
Do I know who now?
Dr. Wynn Pop. They call him the water burn. Go ahead.
No, I don't.
Yeah, see, he had a radio program on the station I, you know, listened to, and he burned out of smoke, right? And look, he was saying it put 15,000 citizens in the water, 9,000 disinfectants, 9,000 disinfectants, 6,000 chemicals, and he said that all the municipalities in the country, that they would spend $10,000 a day if they didn't put this chemical in the water called chlorine. That stuff came in with the skull and the bone on the top.
Uh-huh.
And said that the people that's raised those grievances and that, and they said, where is this going to go? But they didn't fight to keep stuff out the water. See, I can tell you about this. I can tell you about this, right? Catch your new one. The middle to the end. Catch it and put it away. You come back and you got capsules filled up, it's just a matter of time. He said they took as many electrons out of the water, whatever that means, I don't know. That's what I heard. Right, right. But see, that's why they put what they put in the water.
Like I was telling the young lady about the bugs. See, the bugs have to eat up everything. The bugs eat up all the stuff. They eat it up. And
what
stuff have to go through the process.
So you're saying the water is safe?
Yes, the water is safe. Yes.
No. No, the water makes the water fish that all the fish since the southern United States died. If you do the history cluster, they had no innovation since the 1970s.
Uh-huh.
None. And another thing, they own a 90% of depopulation for the United States.
Right, right.
That's why, if you look anybody's eyes, that's why I think you're going to check your joint. Hey,
you
hey.
Said it down the top of the water?
I can't hardly understand you. Somebody got to know us in the back.
Right. Are you saying they died because of the war?
I think it's call drop, man.
Okay.
Anyway, man. Go ahead, Vince.
But yeah, it's a lot of processing and what's going on with the water. It's a lot of process. The county is very tight. We get fined. We got so many fines because of sewer main breaks and this stuff contaminating the water. But the thing is, we get it back right. So that's a good thing. They're not going to release any water back to the public if it's not safe on that particular side of town. Now, it's all depending on what side of town you're on. If you're on the south side and the water main broke on the north side, if you're on the south side, it's safe. Probably.
Okay.
If it ain't get down that far.
Okay. So once again, you work in DeKalb County, so it's DeKalb County. Okay, got the, you know, pretty much trust like a bigger city like that, but when you're dealing with smaller communities, you're dealing with, you know, places that don't have the type of equipment you guys have. So those people in those smaller towns like that will be the ones that have contaminated water. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nobody there to regulate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure the EPA is heavily involved in what you guys do, but when you go down to smaller town. I'm sure they don't. I mean, it's not on the radar. So I'm saying,
that's right.
A lot of people where I was born in Mississippi. You know, a lot of people. You know, like I said, that community I was telling you about. I mean, manufacturers held the same building, different names, but they always dumping the same type of chemical.
Right.
In the ground, you know, and just contaminating the ground. Nobody knew nothing, you know what I'm saying? And people, you know, was dying. People getting cancer. And, you know, the trees were dying. There wasn't no insects over there. So it was a lot of things that they didn't notice.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, bitch.
When you have a smaller town like a lot of these small towns have, yeah, the water probably would be contaminated, and it can get contaminated easily.
It gets contaminated, but we have those cities where most people don't even take the time to check some of these small cities.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We have a town here now where they were out of water, period. I mean, no water for months because the water main broke. And they were shipping water to these people. These people had to defend for themselves. They had to defend for themselves. They had to go out and buy water constantly, come here to our city and buy water because they couldn't get water anywhere else. Now, how much water do you think they would have to buy in order to bathe, to, you know, not just drink. Because these people couldn't get the city wouldn't get enough money up to fix the water main in time enough for these people to get water. I mean, for months and months, these people were out of water, and it didn't make any sense. So I think more or less there are officials who put people on the back burner, you know, to the point where they feel like they're less priority when it comes down to this water. And by this being one thing that we all need, I don't think that anyone should be put on a back burner as far as who gets clean water and who doesn't, or who gets water at all.
So my thing is, if
it's the officials who are the ones we're supposed to be actually looking at here as far as making the decisions to, you know, who gets water and who doesn't, who gets clean water and who doesn't, I mean, and who's a bigger priority. Because that's all it boils down to. I mean, you have to look at, that's one of the reasons why, like I said, in my opinion, I don't trust the water system. It's not that I don't trust the water itself. I just don't trust the water system because I personally think it's all being contaminated on purpose. But that's just me. Because, I've gotten sick. By me getting sick off of it, I don't trust any of it. And due to the fact that I'm looking at my neighbors in the next city over having issues with their water, not having water, they still don't have water. And this has been not just months now, it's been almost a year now that they haven't had fresh water. They've had to go pick up water from the springs. They've had to go pick up water, collect water from the creek. And that's a nice flourishing town to not have water. Because their city council doesn't feel like they're you know, it's a necessity to them. You know, they're not that important like that.
Right. Back to the water being contaminated, and that's the reason why a lot of these counties is upgrading their pipes, because these pipes are when you're talking cast iron pipes, when you're talking galvanized pipelines coming into people's house.
Right.
When you're talking pipes that's killing and stuff like that, that's contamination. So that's why a lot of these counties upgrade they water systems. DeKalb County big with upgrading. That's all we're doing. We're upgrading a lot of water lines because a lot of these water lines is just not good for the system now.
So what determined that? I mean, who made that decision? What I'm saying. I mean, as far as like determining, okay, we need to fix these pipes. I mean, is that a certain time limit, or is it, you know what I'm saying, or is it on condition? Because the thing is,
or is it money wise?
If people are drinking this water, what are the long-term effects? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the delayed effects.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You come to your whole body system, because water is very vital to humans, you know, and we need water. And then you trust what you get.
Mm-hmm.
But then
mm-hmm.
if you drink something that's contaminated with something, or like lead, I mean, like, you don't know it, you know what I'm saying? And years on down the line, you develop cancer, you know, and you don't know really where it came from. Because you have in this article I read, you have places that have been fined by the EPA, you know, decades ago, and they just now fixing the situation. You know, this article says that, you know, it's going to take $347 billion to fix the water system in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So you go decades without fixing something. How it's like, you know, it's bad. You know, it's jacked up. And then you got people drinking the water unknowingly, don't know it's contaminated. And then you have so these people are willing to sacrifice two lives, I guess, for not thinking that water is very important. You know what I'm saying? To save money.
Right.
You know, so why are they taking these people that long to fix water systems? That's crazy.
I think because with us, the water lines are old. So the water lines, it's time for them to be upgraded. So, like I said, they're trying to get rid of a lot of that cast iron, PVC, Transite is a type of a water main that's made out of like paper. It's like a cardboard type of paper. So we try to get rid of that type of stuff and put ductile iron in because a lot of these mains are old. And that's why we try to upgrade. And like I said, back to galvanized pipes and this stuff, it can be contaminated. It can be bad. A lot of rust comes from these galvanized lines that comes into your house.
So how does water tested after it leaves the plant? I mean, how often is it tested? Like, is this water tested, like, after it leaves your plant to go out to somebody's tap water? How's it tested?
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Or how often is it tested?
It ain't gonna be tested. Only way it's gonna be tested, only way the water will be tested if it's a leak somewhere. That's about it. It's not gonna be tested once it leaves that plant. It's already distributed out here in the neighborhood. It's out here in the neighborhood sitting out here in the water line. So it's not gonna be tested.
So once again, sitting water not good. I mean, once again, it's like, So it said, so it leaves your plant and go out to wherever. It says it's contaminated. The person that's drinking is not going to know, you know what I'm saying, until, say, like a water main break. Or y'all find out that the pipes are bad and you change it in. But look at how long it has been since the person been drinking their water, not knowing that it's been contaminated and it's affecting them long term. You have them affecting your reproductive system, you know.
Right.
Affect a lot of things to do with your body. A lot of the human body is not made to drink toxins, you know. So it's So who's liable for that though? You know what I'm saying? You really can't say, because nobody knows if the water is bad once it leaves you guys. So you steady drinking water.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody knows it if it's bad. Now back to earlier what I said earlier in the show was if you turn your faucet on in your house and your water is chocolate. Or slippery, it feel like an olive type, or if it's a brown, it you don't need to drink it. You don't need to drink it. If you get in that situation, you don't need to drink it. You need to call someone out, get them to come to your neighborhood, flush the line out on the outside, and say they can test it there. Once the water get out of the system out of your house out there, they can clear the water up. Then you'll be good. If your water is milky, is slippery, feeling slippery, or you got a bad taste to it, call the water department. Get them out there. So they, matter of fact, don't take a glass, put it under the glass, put some of the glass and set it to the side. When they get out there, throw it to them. So they can go outside, they can get to a fire hydrant, flush this line out. And so they can test it because they're going to have a test kit.
What's the difference between hot water and soft?
You talking to me? I can't hear you.
What's the difference between hard and soft water?
What's the difference between hard and soft water?
Right.
What's the difference between hard and soft water? Soft water is going to be a little bit more clear. It'll be a little bit more clear. Harder water is going to be a little bit more darker. You can pretty much tell the difference. Good clear water, good soft water, it'll be crystal clear. It's going to probably taste different. It tastes better in your mouth versus the hard water.
Okay, so which is the soft water is better than the hard water?
Yes.
Okay, what makes water hard? What makes it hard water?
Putting too much chemicals in it. You put too much chemicals in it, water's not gonna come out like it should.
Okay.
Not gonna come out like it should. And back to what you were saying earlier about water being contaminated, water not being. See, that's where you come to the taste at. You can taste water a little bit different, like the tap water. The tap water that comes to our house, that hard water.
Exactly. Because I can smell the chlorine. I can take a shower and come out of the bathroom smelling like a bottle of Clorox. And that in itself is not good.
I agree with you. I'm with you on that. Yeah, because I've heard people just say that.
Uh-huh.
They don't put too much into the system. see, it probably too much been put into the system now, and that's why the water probably come out the way it come out. So
that's what makes me, that's what leads me to think that there is something else wrong with the water if they're adding that much chlorine to the water.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that's what makes me not trust the water, because if you got to add that much chlorine to the water that I can smell it when it comes out of the faucet, then something else must be wrong with the water. And by, rather than take a chance of trying to drink it, I would go and I would, like I said, I would rather drink spring water than drink chlorine water.
Because it's just like
drinking a bottle of Clorox.
Right.
So, well, most people don't drink tap water. Most people use the tap water either to cook with or, you know what I'm saying?
Things
with. So how would you know if you don't drink it? But if you, you know what I'm saying, you're taking a bath in toxic water, you know, you washing your clothes in toxic water. It's just, I don't know, you have to trust. You have to trust when you get the water. There's nothing you can do about that.
Well, back to the young lady. Look here, young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? I don't know what type of refrigerator you have at your house. Do you have the type of refrigerator where water comes through it?
Yeah, but I don't have it hooked up. I don't drink that water, so I don't use that.
The thing is, those type of refrigerators are supposed to be safe for you, right? Because they got filters in them.
Right.
I don't go to the faucet and get water out of the faucet and drink it. I'm always getting water out of my refrigerator at my house. I'm always going to that getting water. And that, it's not because of the filter. It's because it's cold. That's why I get it. I don't look at it because of the filter type thing, because I have, you know, they have that on the refrigerator. They put a filter the water.
Right.
And the water's going to come out good and taste good. I just don't go to the faucet and get it. I cook with it and take showers in it or whatever. But I'm always going to the refrigerator to get the water. And the water tastes better out of the refrigerator versus faucet water, even though I don't drink faucet water.
Okay, that goes back to you. That's my thing. So you don't drink the faucet water either.
I don't drink it because it's hot. I would drink it, but if I did go to the faucet, I would have to go and get some ice. See, my wife, she'll give water out of the faucet. It don't matter to her. She like that room temperature water. I like cold water.
I do too. I'm a room temperature person. I don't drink cold water.
Right.
However, one thing I've learned from traveling to the next city over, picking up spring water, is, you know, that water comes out nice and cold. It actually comes out nice and cold by itself, all natural.
I wish you had a test kit. Now, you go to Home Depot, I'm pretty sure you can get these test kits. Go get a test kit and just test the water and see, you know.
You know what? I've attempted to do that on several occasions. However, my taste buds make me change my mind every time.
So what about the people that can't afford to get that kind of system to test it on? You still trust?
Well, a test kit going to cost a couple dollars. It may cost $3-$4 for a test kit.
Most regular people, you know what I'm saying, say you're low income. You live in the project. You get your water, everybody in the project get their water from the same thing. So
yeah.
I mean, what if that water not tested? So you got a whole section of people that's drinking pretty much toxic water not to their knowledge, you know what I'm saying? So it's the thing is, you know, how can we protect ourselves? You know what I'm saying, from this toxic water stuff and protect our health.
So we
pretty much at the mercy of the city or the county that supply water.
There you go.
Wow.
Exactly.
The trust
the city people to make sure.
And if you don't trust the city, then you're gonna have to go. You're just gonna have to free for all it. You know. You're going to have to do it yourself, which is what I chose to do. I chose not to blame the city. I chose not to argue or fight with the city about, you know, my water. I just go and get my own water.
because you're powerless.
Say what?
To a sense. You're pretty much powerless, I mean, to a sense. I mean, the water being supplied to your house, I mean, like, we have no control over
exactly.
the water to come
you
to us.
You have no control over that. You have no control. You can't fight the entire system. And no matter how much you fight, no matter how much you bark, there's no change in what they're going to do. They're going to make their own decisions on how they do that.
Yeah.
So
right.
I just take it upon myself to just do me. You know what I'm saying? So I just go out and I get my water and bring it home. And I don't even drink water if I run out until I go back and get some more. I don't even concern myself with the, you know, what they're going to do about the water system. I just go about my business, go about my day, doing it how I know how I need to do it until it gets done, which maybe never. So, like I said, you know, like he said, his wife drinks straight from the tap. My husband does the same thing. It doesn't bother him at all. But me, my palate is totally different from everybody. You know, I smell the chlorine. You know, you smell things before you drink it. So if I can smell that chlorine, I can't drink it. And like I said, it automatically makes me feel as though there's something more wrong with the water if there's that much chlorine in it.
If you have a problem with the water, call your water department and get them out there. Make them responsible. You pay a water bill every month. If you pay a water bill every month, make them responsible. You know what I'm saying? Because and that's where we go. Let me say something. I don't want to make this a racist thing. But let me tell you something. I don't want to make this a racist thing.
It's a neighborhood thing. If there are more black people in a neighborhood, then they're going to be the last priority on the list.
We already know this. Okay, there you go. They're going to take care of that side.
Which is why I won't waste my breath. But at the same time, like I said, all of that crying when I ended up in the hospital, and I'm like, look, you guys couldn't even afford to buy me a kidney if I had lost them. You know, why would you even do this? Oh, well, we paid the owner of the house. Oh, well, the owner of the house could at least told me that the pipes were bad before I moved in it. You know, the owner of the house could have told me that not to drink the water before I moved in it. You know, but I couldn't depend on that owner to tell me anything. He just wanted to sell that
money,
house. Exactly.
So my thing is,
this is y'all fault because y'all supposed to have fixed it, but you didn't.
Uh-huh.
You know, because this neighborhood is contaminated for 15 feet from the surface to below the surface, and there's no cleaning it up because you already, you know, made that bed. There's no cleaning that up. So we have no other choice.
Once the ground's contaminated, that's it. I mean, it's pretty much a done deal because you think of years and years of dumping chemicals in the ground. I mean,
it takes a long time
to fix it, and then you exposing people to this kind of. I mean, you trusting the government officials and the city officials to do the right thing about for you, but a lot of times these people don't live in these communities.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So they can care less about you. So I mean, you pretty much have to be at their mercy. So I mean, you have to. But I mean, like, you kind of have to trust. You know what I'm saying? Because you have no other way of knowing. And you know, there's really no liability, you know, until after the fact. So if you've been exposed to lead pipes and bacteria up in the pipes, you know, coming up to you, I mean, over a long period of time, it's like.
That's right.
They should have some kind of way to periodically to test the water that come to your house. I mean, most cases they don't. Most cases they don't. You're dealing with smaller towns and smaller communities that don't have the people and the resources to do that kind of work because, you know, the people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, we have trust issues when it comes to stuff like that because we trust that what we're getting is the right thing. A lot of times, I mean, you suffer the consequences of trusting too much. I trust somebody on the issue. Like, you know, it's bad. It's bad because we need water. Yeah, we should be able to, trust.
Gotta have it.
It's supply water to us. And a lot of times, you know, in some cases you don't. I mean, look at Flint. I mean, these people have been suffering with toxic water for four years.
See?
and these people got high lead level in their blood, you know, and they said like between 2014 and 2018, like people have died from different types of bacteria from that water. They said that 12 people died from the bacteria.
Yeah, I was one of the lucky ones, Petey. I was one of the lucky ones. I caught E. coli, and it shut down one kidney and was starting on the other, and that's the thing that was killing me. And I didn't understand what was going on, and the doctors wouldn't even tell me what was going on. They didn't even know how it happened. All along, it was just water. I had to do all of this research myself to find out it to trace it back to the water itself.
Really?
I had to do the research. And that in itself is like, why am I the one that has to do all of this work just to find the culprit, you know, that almost took my life? You know, and then at the same time, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to trust you guys, but I can't because you're not telling everybody everything. You know, you're only telling some people some of the things, but you're not telling us what could, you know, the extreme things that could affect us in the long run.
So how long had you been living there? I mean, before you had the condition.
I was living there for 4 years. And by I would say 2.5 years into living there is when I started getting sick, and I didn't know why. I just kept thinking that my 2.5 years I had been living there drinking the water, and
exposure.
I didn't know.
Wow.
Yeah, and I didn't know until about 6 months. I would say the end of that going into that third year is when I started going down. And then by my 4th year, I was like, okay, something is not right. I can't drink enough water. It seems like I just can't drink enough water, so I'm drinking more and more and more of the one thing that was causing my body harm.
Man, that's serious. That's deep. That's serious.
And that is one reason why I don't trust the water, because I relied on it, and it was killing me at the same time. And that was the main thing that I ran to thinking that it would save my life, when in actuality it was the total opposite. It was literally killing me. So I really have an issue with
it. Did you do something to fit it? I mean, did you try to swim? Did you do anything about it?
Yes, I did everything. I when I realized that it was water, like I said, I had been in the hospital and out of it. Made it out of the hospital a week later. Once I figured out, the doctors told me there was nothing they could do but watch me die. You know, because they didn't know how to stop the process that the E. coli was taking on, because it was so fast. It was taking over my body so fast. So I went after I got out of the hospital. When they told me that, you know, there was nothing they could do, I got out of the hospital and I started doing research myself. Sickly, I had to fix myself. I had to heal myself in order to be able to function enough to do the research. So once I got myself well, I stopped drinking the water. I just stopped looking at the water, period. I stopped looking at the water. My kidneys got better. They came back to life.
So do you still live there?
You got blessed.
After that, I started going to the spring, and I started drinking more and more spring water. Once I started drinking the spring water, I felt my kidneys coming back to life altogether, and I saw my health coming back. So once I did that, that's when I started. It took, like I said, it was a process, month-long process, before I could get to the main source of how it happened. And that's when I found out that the ground was contaminated. And this was like 3 months later. The ground was contaminated, and the water coming through the system, no matter how much, you know, they were cleaning the water before it got to me, that by the time it hit my house, it was right back contaminated, you know, because of the ground.
My question is, do you still live there at that location?
No, I don't. That was about 10 years ago. It was about 10 years ago. I still live close to that area. I don't know if the contamination has spread any further in the last 10 years, mm-hmm. but since the public notice of the contamination has gotten out, now thanks to me, I don't think they've dumped any more chemicals since then.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a manufacturer close to you?
The department is, it was the Department of Labor and the Department of Transportation who was responsible for this.
Right.
So they were dumping the chemicals right in the area. They had a dump site mm-hmm. right in the center of this about 12 neighborhoods altogether. So it spanned about a mile wide.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The contamination. Wow. So that's why a lot of people that are still in this area are still, you know, affected by it.
So
I want to try to get something cleared up here about contamination to the ground. If you take oil and dump it out there on the ground, it's not going to contaminate the water. I want you guys to understand that part. It's not
right.
only way water gonna get contaminated. Only way it's gonna get contaminated is to get into the creek. That's the only way it's gonna get contaminated. You can take gasoline and pour it all out here on the street, and pour it all out here in the yard. It's not gonna get in the water system. Only way it's gonna get in the water system is if the main breaks. That's gonna be the only way it's gonna get into that water system. Reason why they go around and test, you have these people that test when they get ready to build a building. They call them, mm-hmm. they got drills. They go around and they take samples of the soil to make sure the ground is not contaminated for whoever's building a building here. Make sure the ground is tough enough to handle what they need to be handling wherever they're building here. That's the purpose of them go around testing the soil and stuff. Just in case if the kids go out there and play it, it ain't getting contaminated that way. Because somebody spills a bunch of, when you see these cracking trailers on the highway turn over and they spill gasoline, and the fire department come out, what they trying to do is stop the water from getting into the creek. That's the only thing they trying to do. That's the only way the water can get contaminated. It's not going to get contaminated.
Okay.
Because,
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, what about people pouring toxic chemicals down the drains in the streets? I mean, I work for a guy. We clean carpet, right? Since I was younger, and whenever we get through for the day, he'll pull up to a drain on the side uh-huh. of the road. I mean, on the street, he'll open that water thing up, open the water he sucked up with the chemicals in it, and it go right down the drain.
Uh-huh.
So where does that water go to? Where did that water go?
That water
did it come to you?
That water going to the plant. That water is going to the creek. Anytime, anything you pull down your drain, anything that you go and dump off in a drain or in the sewer line or you see a drain upside the water, upside the curb, those are drains. And you see the manholes in the street, those are sewers. Anytime you dump anything down in the drain system, it's going to the plant. Anything you put in there, your boo-boo is going to the plant. Everything going to the plant. It's going right from the creek to the plant. Everything.
So,
I'm being straight up honest with you. I'm telling you where it's going.
All of that is going to the plant. Where it gets treated.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Now, but the ground contamination itself, if you've been pouring contaminants all over the ground for years, that does not seep down into the ground.
No, it probably sticks down in the ground, but it's not going to contaminate no water because it's not in the water system.
But at the same time, the water pipe for a house is not that deep in the ground. So if contaminants are seeping into the ground at least 15 feet below the surface, if they've been pouring that long, if they've been dumping that long, and it seeps that deep down into the surface, it's surrounding those pipes, those old pipes, those galvanized pipes, all those pipes that you guys say you you're replacing because they're old, they're rusted, they're no good. That stuff seeps into those pipes that some people have not yet had replaced. So therefore,
you say,
it's coming into the household and into the buildings, apartment buildings or whatever, where people are living and drinking this water. If those pipes have not been replaced, like we said, in some of these black neighborhoods and some of these areas where they feel they're insignificant, then those pipes are being surrounded by all of those chemicals that are contaminating the ground. And like I said, our ground in the area I was living in was contaminated all the way 15 feet below the surface. I mean, that was 15 feet of contamination in a mile-wide span. So I know for a fact that those pipes in those areas, those old neighborhoods, had not been changed out.
It's not gonna get in there. Like I said, only way it's gonna get in there, if it's a hole in that pipe, if water's leaking out that pipe, contamination get into the pipe. That's the only way. Your pipe can be old, rusty, or whatever. If it ain't no hole in that pipe for something to get in that pipe, it's not going to be contaminated.
But if a pipe has a tendency of bursting and breaking and has to be fixed all the time because of the cold, the heat, the swelling.
If it's not leaking. I hate to
say that.
How
would you know, though, if it's not
leaking
on the ground, though? I mean, you have a small leak.
Water's going to come up.
Eventually? Eventually it will come up. So you got a small leak, a small hole or something in there.
It's gonna come up.
Okay, so the thing is, what I want to address is that how can, like, this is like documented proof from the EPA. It gave a list of chemicals found in tap water. Now, how can arsenic, lead, radioactive contamination, pesticide, nitrate, aluminum, fluorine compounds get into tap water? I mean, this is stuff that has been reported to be in tap water. I'm not saying that it comes from DeKalb County, but I'm saying, like, you're going to have to go to these people who really don't test water or have that
old
kind of
pipe.
Equipment to filter this stuff out, though. So that goes to at what point in the water system are these, you know what I'm saying, do they wait for something to happen to change pipe? Or is something, like I said, something on a timetable period. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's going to be a time period thing on that. Something happens to the pipe. It's not going to come in your neighborhood. If your neighborhood is not on the list to change, only way your neighborhood would get their pipe changed. And if your neighborhood, I'm going to say your neighborhood, only way them pipes going to get changed if a main break or if they in the process of changing pipes in your neighborhood. You have a list of what neighborhood pipes getting changed. If your neighborhood got an AC line in it, you may be on the list to get it changed because they're trying to get rid of AC. Now, here in DeKalb County, we're trying to get rid of anything AC transite. But my neighborhood will have to be on that list. It's not going to come in my neighborhood to change my pipe out if my pipe is ducted iron out here. I live in a newer neighborhood. I live out here in Henry County, in a newer neighborhood. So they're not going to change my pipes out no time soon because they're ducted iron pipes, more likely. Or either PVC. Now, I'm here in Henry County. So Henry County may have PVC pipes. I don't know what they put in out here in Henry County. But DeKalb County, it's going to be ducted iron pipes, what they're going to put in. If it's a neighborhood that got AC lines in it, they're going to go in there and try to replace AC lines and get all that out of there and put ducted iron pipes in there. Ducted iron pipes is better. It don't rust like other pipes do. So that's why they do what they do. And that's why water, like I said, go ahead.
So if you live in a small town Mississippi with a population of 100 people, 300 people, they not changing no pipe. You know what I'm saying? They ain't changing no pipe unless something happens. So you can have contaminated pipes. You can have contaminated pipes. You know what I'm saying? And then you got years and years and decades of being exposed to contaminated water, toxic water. people dying, people getting cancer. They don't know how they're getting it. You know what I'm saying? And then it's, like I said, people don't have the, a lot of cities and a lot of counties don't have the revenue of most of these
there
counties.
You go.
You know what I'm saying? In the city.
There you go.
In the city to fix that kind of stuff. So people that live in small towns or poor towns, whatever, or whatever, they're not changing no pipes. They got some projects in the town from Mississippi. A project been there probably since the 70s, right?
That's right.
They not changing no pipes. I'm pretty sure they ain't changing no pipes. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something.
It's a supply.
You got New York City. Probably got the worst water system it is, probably, and the worst drain system, the worst system up there, probably. New York City still got wood pipes. Wood water pipes. Now, that back in the cowboy days. Wood. So, there you go right there. You talk about contamination. Now, that would be contaminated.
Yeah, but they was on the list. Like, it was like, see, the thing is, it was a list of 10 states that has the most toxic water on the list. New York was on there. California was on there. Texas. You had Virginia. Listen to them. But, like, New York was probably, like, number two on the list of having toxic water.
Yeah, I believe
straight
it.
Coming from yourself. So once again, like, how is water tested? How, you know what I'm saying? Like, people have died pretty much. Not really. You know what I'm saying? Died from diseases that they get from drinking this kind of water. And not know where it came from. So I mean, you have to. I mean, the thing is, can we trust this water we drink? And the conclusion is, you really can't, because you don't know what's in the. Depending on where you live at, depending on what's in your water. DeKalb County treat water to the best, you know what I'm saying, to the best of their knowledge and what they do. But then you have smaller communities like in Alabama, Mississippi, or Tennessee, you know what I'm saying, places like that that have, like, my mom from a small town of people, like 300 people, you know, they get their water from Montgomery County. I mean, I'm sure people, they're not testing that, you know what I'm saying, they're not going to a level of what DeKalb County might do, so to speak, because you have, you have lead in the water pretty much, you know what I'm saying, that you don't know about, or radioactive contamination, and nitrate, stuff like this, so it's pesticides, so it's a lot of stuff, you know, based on where you at, you know what I'm saying, that you could, based on what kind of water you're getting.
Right.
Small time Mississippi. I mean, manufacturers dumping chemicals in the ground. You know, probably dumping in the creek. So, but a lot of them don't have the filtration system like a lot of these city places do that get all that kind of stuff out. So that's why you have that stuff coming out of your tap water. And people not going, a lot of people, older people not going to go buy no bottled water. They trust water from the sink. So it's a lot of unknowns that we don't know. We have to blindly trust the water we're getting. You know, and suffer the consequences, you know what I'm saying, if it's bad that you don't know. But you know, nobody's testing the water they drink every day. They just go to the faucet and open it up. I remember as a kid, we drink water from the water hole. I mean,
That's right. Sure did. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We were never sick, but how do we know that the water, you know what I'm saying, that water was good?
Right.
It didn't kill us. I mean, then, but I mean, so people trust the water.
But that's why they put a lot of this stuff in play in these stores, like filters and all this stuff they put in these stores for you to filter your water. To put them type of things in your house on your sink for you to filter your water. A lot of people, apparently something's going on with it. If they selling stuff like this in the stores, and young ladies were saying like cancer and all this kind of stuff, and catching stuff behind it, they selling this kind of stuff in stores, and they telling people to just filter their water and stuff. Maybe that works. And matter of fact, that would give you softer water. But like I said, the water that comes out of the tap is harder water. It's hard water.
It is hard.
Yeah,
but most
people can't afford that, though.
Yes.
Most people can't afford that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't afford to keep replacing a filter once a week.
Right. So that can get expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and it got to the point where it was tearing up the whole system. I mean, the whole system just broke down. You know, I had to throw the whole thing away after because it was so full of lead and metal and all those other, you know, rust and contaminants that was coming through the water. So, I mean, that stuff is expensive to keep replacing those systems.
Yes.
But you have people that make those, you have people, but you have people making those kind of decisions on, you know what I'm saying, on what type of water you get or how they treat the water. They don't live in the area that they get that water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
of course they're not going to put a lot into it because it don't affect them, so to speak. But you people that live in poor communities,
I'm one of the ones that would say that. I live in Henry County. I work for the Cab County. So I'm just like what you just said. I don't care what's going on in the Cab County. I live in Henry County. I pay my taxes to Henry County. I just go to work there. So, you know, just like you just said. That's
but you tell me to stress the water, though. You tell me to trust the water, but you don't drink it, though. You don't drink the water. You tell me to trust it, though.
No, hey, I trust the water. I'm telling you,
you trust
Henry
County
what
water.
We do.
You trust Henry County
water.
Right.
And on that note, I'm going to go. Because,
hey, Fang the fuck, I'm straight up with you. I live in Henry County. I don't what goes on in the county. Hey, that's their business. I didn't wake up every morning and go to work. You know, and
oh, my God.
Hey, I've been there 25 years. So, hey, I've been there 25 years, so I've been to be tired.
To conclude is, you saying we should trust the water we're getting, all right?
Yeah, trust the water. Trust the water.
We can trust the water as far as cooking, bathing, and washing our clothes, right? Because that's about all it fits for.
No, you can drink it. Look here, let me ask you this right here. Real quick,
yeah.
LA. Do you get ice out your refrigerator?
But I don't use it. No, I don't use it.
My husband,
he drinks the water and he puts ice
in
it. I do room temperature stuff. I don't
Do you buy bag ice? How you know that water
exactly. So he uses it. I don't do ice.
They here in the Cab County they was giving out these big containers today free with how to store water in these big. You know how you see people up against it, they be up against their house and they're coming off their house.
Rain catching water.
There you go. There you go, right. And people don't know this right here. See, spring water have accidents. Believe this, water that falls from the sky have accidents. Did you realize all the chemicals that
because of pollution
floating around in the air?
Exactly. They're putting it out there. It's being put out there. So it's, of course it's
like
coming in contaminated. Yeah. Exactly. And, I mean, it's being put in the air, so, of course, it's going to come contaminated. But, like I said, I would trust the water that's been beat against a rock and shuffled through the sand before I trust just flat out, you know, somebody handing me some water straight from, you know, a rain gutter.
What is the sand contaminated?
What is the sand that's contaminated?
Yeah.
Due to the fact that it has to travel a long way, you know, and go through that sand, you know, like I said, I don't trust the water, and so I might as well go to the source. You see what I'm saying? If I'm gonna be contaminated by this water, I might as well get it straight from the source, and that's what I just go there.
You don't go straight to the spring and get it from the spring for real like that, right?
I literally go to the where it comes out at.
Okay.
What is it?
I literally go to where it comes out at. We have five open springs here in Alabama, in Prattville, Alabama. And they try to tap them off. They try to cut them off, but because of the flow, the pressure of the flow, they kept blowing the caps off. So they couldn't cap them off, so they run free. And when
really?
they, so they, They just put a patio around them and say, okay, you guys, go for it. And we just go, if you go to either spring, you'll see a line of cars all the way down the road where people are in line getting that spring water. Because it,
no,
it comes out ice cold,
really?
And fresh.
Yes, I'm pretty sure it's cold. I'm pretty sure.
But
it comes out ice cold, fresh, no smell, no chemicals. You can hold it up to the sunlight and see, I mean, pearly clear.
Clear.
It's clear. It's absolutely clear. And, I mean, there's nothing there. It's not a well or anything like that. It comes straight up out of the ground.
Everybody had access, though. I mean, that's good to have, though, but, I mean,
yeah.
Again, it's like you got to think about
people. Oh, they tried to cut it off. They couldn't, though.
Keep bringing up,
they couldn't cut it off.
Mm.
People come from miles around just to go to those springs because of that water. And, I mean, the benefits from that water is amazing because it you can feel it helping you. I mean, whatever bacteria someone stands in the corner, you know, out in the spring where it comes from and takes a leak, it's still, you don't taste it, you don't smell it, you don't see it, nothing. There's nothing in it.
Wow.
It's great water. I mean, ice cold, it's 40 degrees coming out of the pipe, coming out of that hole.
Man.
It is that cold.
So, Vincent, do you think they're gonna fix their Flint problem? I mean, you think it's a priority?
I think they're gonna fix it eventually. I think they're gonna get it together eventually. They're gonna have to. You can't deal with that water.
Been 4 years.
Yeah, believe me, they probably changing pipes. They probably changing some everything of that night. They probably went through their whole system of plant trying to get this together because they gonna have to get it right, man. Because water is one thing we have to have. You have to have water.
It's very vital. Very vital.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for a great show. It was very entertaining and very informative, too. That was a couple of laughs, so it's cool.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. But next time, you need to try to get a show with about relationships or something, and hit me on that. I'll talk to you about it.
Hey, we'll definitely do that, man.
Yeah.
Right, y'all have a good night. Y'all have a good night, man.
All right, good night.
Yeah,
right, y'all have a nice one. Thank you.
Yeah, that almighty amazing, highly contagious, kamikaze south flash like a from ejection to your body sound class. Head of the class, magna cum laude beats, bring the beats out me, flavor, foul, rowdy, reed, pipe, and deep tight. Disposition, keep them flipping, keep them playing their position, keep making the people listen what I spent. Put them out on the limb, got tears, got blood, got sweat, leaking out of the pen. Your fake not setting the trend, you never listen to them. It's like trying to take a to win. My home team doing visitors in. Yo, don't test them. They all standing close to the edge, so don't stress them. Now, who the type built the last? It's no question the master, villain in black. With no steps in my style, hitting you hard from every direction. Your head and your shoulder, area your midsection.
Yeah, when it's playing on time, with the nine on rhyme, with the niggas, it's rhyme. With King Kong, nigga time, man. Give it here, and don't say nothing, just give it here.